Obviously, you know, got ourselves back into the football game here just before the end of the half, and kids did a good job of fighting back, came out in the second half, had a stop, and then took the ball down the field and kicked a field goal. You know, two field goals, one of those off of a turnover, need to get points there, need to get a touchdown there in that situation. But nonetheless, fought hard to get back into this football game against a good team. At the end of the day, you know, for us right now, I mean, third downs again, you know, were an issue. They were 60%, I believe. Okay, we were in and around 33%, which quite honestly is the way that we practiced this week. Unfortunately, you know, in our third down day offensively. So we need to do a better job of that on that particular day. Hey, and certainly have to do a better job on the defensive end of getting off the field here. Thought we made some stops at some critical times in the game. Okay, and early in the game had some decent field position that we did not take advantage of. And then penalties. You know, we had a couple penalties there that were costly. Obviously, big penalty there. You know, and took points off the board in one of those situations, which could turn the game around. You know, in that particular situation. So, with that, I'll open it up for questions, but, you know, I thought the kids competed hard again today against a good football team. It just wasn't enough for us right now. It's not something that we can settle for. We got to work to get better here. Don't have the final update right now. We're still getting some information from the doctors. Probably not a great situation. Well, I mean, you know, again, it's winning one-on-ones, all right, you know, and sometimes we did, and you know, we made a couple plays there, okay, hit the quarterback a few different times, you know, sacked the quarterback once, not enough, okay, but, you know, at the end of it, did have a little bit of pressure on him there, but, you know, we got to be a little bit more disciplined with what we're doing, you know, from an underneath coverage standpoint. You know, they caught the ball underneath us a few times there at the end, they caught the ball down the seam. I mean, you know, honestly made the call understanding that the ball would probably travel down the seam, and we didn't do a good enough job of executing it. So some of that, you know, we have to look at, you know, and look at scheme, and then some of it we got to look at and look at maybe, you know, player. When I say scheme, I mean, did we put him in the right situation? Did we do the right things as coaches? Okay, we have to take that responsibility. I mean, none of us are perfect in there, and at the same time, you know, we got to look at the matchup, you know, we knew there was some tough matchups in this game, particularly on third down, and the runner was one of those matchups. But, you know, they made a couple plays there down the field that appeared to be at least, and I'd have to go back and look at it. I mean, this is the heat of the moment, but kind of chunk third downs, you know, a little bit longer than normal. I got to rely on the veteran players in the room, okay, and I got to rely on the coaches in the room. You know, I think that's important. I mean, you know, as I told them, I'm going to work as long as I have to work, okay, to get this thing done the right way. I mean, the team we play next week got beat by a team today, okay, to the best of my knowledge, all right, that is similar situations, okay. So, you know, we just got to work our tails off right now, and our kids have to understand that there's periods where we played really good in the last 2 weeks. Really good. Okay? You know, climbing back into this football game and giving ourselves a chance against this team when it could have went the other way. You know, we've been in that situation where it's gone the other way. Okay? And they put themselves back in a situation to win the football game. You know, I think that our kids are starting to believe that they're close, you know, but that's not a consolation right now. In other words, it's not good enough. It's not good enough for our fans. It's not good enough for our owner. It's not good enough for the kids in that locker room. You know, so we've got to win one of these type of football games. And you know, as I said to them today, you know, this thing is going to happen. It's going to turn. Okay, there's no question about that. I believe it. But we got to continue to work. Nobody's going to hand us anything in this league. That's not the way it goes. So I think our kids understand that right now. And I told them to get their head up, you know, and not to keep their head down right now. I mean, it's not one of those situations that we should. But again, these are losses that hurt. You know, you can't keep saying, we'll get it next week. That's not one of the things that works in this league. Okay, got to get it when the opportunity is out there, and we've had opportunities in the last 2 weeks. Put ourselves in position to win, and didn't win the football game. Well, I think you got to give credit to those guys. They did a good job, okay, but we'll look at the film. You know, I mean, there's some situations there where I felt like we left yards on the field in the run game. Hey, I didn't feel like at times it was very clean, although Darren had a couple of good explosives in there, you know, that came out there. I think he had 3 runs of 10-plus, you know, in the ball game. But, you know, I never really kind of felt like there was a, you know, a real rhythm in there. And we had some people hanging around the backfield, okay? And it was always one thing, one guy, one thing. So, you know, we got to clear that one thing up, because that leads to negative plays sometimes, or leads to second and eights. And last week we were in better position than that.
In the first play of the game, Derek Harwood right after Matt Houston. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Was that by design?
No, it wasn't by design. I mean, the ball was going to go down the field, though, on the first play of the game. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, the call was set up that way. He had an outlet to bring the ball down if necessary, you know, but he pushed the ball down the field and went after him. And, you know, I don't want Derek to lose his stinger that way. You know, I mean, I want him to be able to attack the corners, you know, and to do those things and not worry about the person that's out there. I mean, that's irrelevant to him right now. I mean, this kid's got confidence. He's playing with confidence right now. And, you know, I'm sure there's some plays out there today that he wishes he had back, okay? And that's a sign of a good quarterback. And, you know, I mean, I want him fearless. I don't want him to go out there and worry about who's playing corner right now, whether it's, you know, all due respect to Patrick, you know, and Cromartie. They're two good players. We knew that coming into the ball game, but we knew we had to win some of those matchups. And, you know, there was different periods out there today where we had a lot of time to throw the ball. I mean, he was standing back there for a little while. You know, those are some situations where we got to create some bigger plays, you know, coming back to the football, the things like we watched Rivers do against us last week. Maybe in some of those scenarios, we can help create some bigger plays. Right. Yep. Right. Yeah, it's one of those examples of Oakland beating Oakland, okay, in those situations. And, you know, and when I say that, I mean, that's the fact. You know, at the end of it all, that's a punt return, that's a touchdown, okay, and whatever the case is, we'll watch the film, we'll see, you know, how the thing happened, and we'll correct it fundamentally. You know, our players tried hard on, you know, in that situation. They really worked hard to get that out. I talked to them the other day about the fact that TJ's going to break one of these in our special teams meeting, and that happened. And anybody that came up here right now would tell you that. I mean, it happened, you know, just as we talked about it. But, you know, at the end of it all, I mean, we got to do things clean. Last week we had a sequence where that worked in our favor, okay? We had a sequence where Terrell, you know, we've already gone through that, okay? And that worked to our favor, and we threw a touchdown to Bryce, okay? And this week it worked against us in a close football game. So, you know, these one-score games, you're in them. You know, you got to give yourself a chance to win them, but you have to win these one-score games in our league. Right. Just TJ, you know, got a little bit of a shoulder thingy there, okay? But he went right back in the game at that particular time. Denarius went in there and handled the football, so it was nothing major. No, we talked about it during the week, you know, and we had been working, you know, with both guys, Marquette and Matt, and, you know, we're not going to overblow this one way or the other, okay, but obviously it worked okay today. So, you know, Matt's done a good job. We've been working with Matt. We've been working with, you know, Marquette, you know, but this week we worked with Matt, and, you know, and that's something that, you know, ended up working out fine. So, you know, we'll continue to do that right now as long as this thing works out fine.
Do you think that there's anything mental in these clutch situations that is preventing you guys from coming through?
I just think that it's been a long time since we won one of these kind of games. And quite honestly, it's been a long time since we've been in these kind of games, okay? And you've been in them against good teams. And the last 2 weeks, I mean, look, whatever, these are two good teams that we played in the last 2 weeks. And that being said, you have to beat the good teams when you're in this situation. We expect to beat the good teams in this situation. And I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not going to make any excuses for any of that. Hey, we put ourselves in position to win. We have to learn how to win these kind of games, and that takes more focus on our part, okay, as coaches and players, okay, during the course of the work week, okay, and understanding what it takes to win these type of football games when you're in them.
Tony, coaches do not like to blame one side of the offense or defense.
Yeah, listen, again, we got to get off the field, okay? The numbers are the numbers. You guys know them, all right? I know them. Our coaches know them. We have to get off the field on third down. That being said, all right, I thought those kids, I really thought at times in the game played really hard. Hey, but what is happening right now by not getting off the field is it's 36 minutes to 24 minutes, okay, at the end of the game. And it's hard to win football games like that, okay? I'm used to that being the other way, all right? And in my world, it's the other way that way, okay? And we have to get it that way. We have to have the ball for that long, hey, to keep our defense off the field in those situations so that doesn't happen. I feel like there's two sides to this pancake, you know? I mean, today we didn't do a good enough job of staying on the field, you know, and put those guys out there too many times. So, you know, when you say blame or any of those things, no, we're not going to point the finger at either side, okay? We have to get better, period, on third down, and we will work at that this week and make an emphasis on that this week again.
You've got to understand what it takes to win these kinds of games. Mm-hmm. Sum that up. Is it mental? Is it compete level? What is it?
It's not compete, okay? These kids compete hard, all right? And the last two, listen, okay, they've competed hard. Period. Last 2 weeks, okay, whatever it is, all right? But, you know, we put the ball on the ground a little while ago, okay, on the first four, okay, and we're looking at the last 2 weeks right now on that body of work. We've already examined the first four, honestly, okay? So we're looking at this right now, and you can say, well, Coach, you're 0-2. I mean, I agree with you. We're 0-2. That's it. You are what your record says you are. I've grown up that way, okay? But at the end of this, hey, we're not going to – I mean, we have got to learn that in the critical situations, and there's critical situations that come up, and there's only a few of them in every game that are critical situations. You have 120-some-odd, 40-some-odd plays that I'll go through tonight, okay? But in those 140-something, you might have 8 or 9 of them that are critical. Okay, really critical situations, and those are the situations that we have got to be able to win. We have to win more, okay, than we lose in those situations for us to get through this. Okay, and we will with constant, okay, constant improvement throughout the course of the week.